Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 61 of Seek Within. I'm your host, Dr. Savvy. Well, we have a regular episode, and our regular episodes are Understanding Sikhism, a Shabad translation, followed by inspirational words and inspirational songs. In this particular episode, in the first part of the program, we look at the reasons why Sikhs wear turbans. In the second part of the program, we've got a wonderful Shabad by Bhai Gurpreet Singh, Shimlawala, and the Shabad's entitled Jup Jup Naam, and we have a translation for that too. In the inspirational words part, I have to tell you I met a very interesting person recently. His name is Kushwant Singh. He's done a fantastic film called Musafir, Sikhi is Travelling. It also features the music of Indicore, which is phenomenal. It's an independent international documentary. The DVD is currently available, and we strongly recommend that you get it. At the moment, Kushwant Singh's just finishing off his PhD in social anthropology. So we've got the advert for the film, some references to it, as well as the fact that we have an interview with him. In the very final part of the programme, we've got a wonderful track from the new CD by Satkaran Gaur Khalsa. The track's entitled All Things Come From God. It's a wonderful CD, lots of great tracks, and some Shabads as well, and I'm sure we'll be playing more tracks from it in the future. Okay, let's start the show. In Understanding Sikhism in this episode, we're looking at why do Sikhs wear the turban? The turban, or pagri, often shortened to bug or dastar, are different words in various dialects for the same article. All these words refer to the garment worn by both men and women to cover their heads. It is a headdress consisting of a long, scarf-like single piece of cloth wound round the head, or sometimes an inner putka is there as well. Traditionally in India, the turban was only worn by men of high status in society. Men of low status or low castes were not allowed or could not afford to wear a turban. In Sikhism, there is no caste, although the keeping of unshorn hair was mandated by Guru Gobind Singh as one of the 5 Ks or articles of faith. It has long been closely associated with Sikhism since the very beginnings of Sikhi in 1469. Sikhism is the only religion in the world in which wearing a turban is mandatory for all adult males. Sikhs are famous for their many and distinctive turbans. Traditionally, the turban represents respectability and has long been an item once reserved for nobility only. During the Mughal domination of India, only Muslims were allowed to wear a turban, or non-Muslims were strictly barred from wearing a bugri. Guru Gobind Singh, in defiance of this infringement by the Mughals, asked all of his Sikhs to wear the turban. This was to be worn in recognition of the high moral standards that he had charted for his Khalsa followers. He wanted his caste to be different and to be determined, to stand out from the rest of the world, and to follow the unique path that has been set out by the Sikh Gurus. Thus a turbaned Sikh has always stood out from the crowd, as the Guru intended, for he wanted his saint soldiers to not only be easily recognisable, but easily found as well. Though not required to wear a turban, many Sikh Kaurs, women, also choose to wear a turban. For the Khalsa, the turban is not regarded as merely an item of cultural paraphernalia. The importance of the turban in Sikhism. When a Sikh man or woman dons a turban, the turban ceases just to be a band of cloth, for it becomes one and the same with the Sikh's head. The turban, as well as the other 4 articles of faith worn by Sikhs, has an immense spiritual and temporal significance. While the symbolism associated with wearing a turban are many, sovereignty, dedication, self-respect, courage, and piety, the turban is our Guru's gift to us. It is how we crown ourselves as Singhs and Kaurs who sit on the throne of commitment to our own higher consciousness. For men and women alike, this projective identity conveys royalty, grace, and uniqueness. It is a signal to others that we live in the image of infinity and are dedicated to serving all. A turban doesn't represent anything except complete commitment. When you choose to stand out by tying your turban, you stand fearlessly as one single person standing out from 6 billion people. It is a most outstanding act. I actually got that quote from SikhNet. Sikh men commonly wear a peak turban that serves partly to cover their long hair, which is never cut out of respect for God's creation. Devout Sikhs also do not cut their beards. In terms of holiness and spirituality, the turban is a symbol of spirituality and holiness in Sikhism. When Guru Amar Das left for heavenly abode, his elder son Priti Chand wore a special turban which is usually borne by an elder son when his father passes away. At that time, Guru Arjan Dev Ji was honoured with the turban of Guruship. Guru Angad Dev Ji honoured Guru Amar Das Ji with a turban, Suropa, when he was made the Guru. Similarly, the turban, the star, has remained the key aspect in a Sikh's honour. Those who have selflessly served the community are honoured with turbans. High moral values. Sikh history is full of facts that men and women of other faiths such as Hindus and Muslims felt safe when there was a Sikh around them. They felt secure from invaders and other people when Khalsa was around. The woman or the oppressed could feel safe and sound under the protection of the Khalsa. It was a common saying in Punjab. It's a symbol of zeal and courage. There are many references in Sikh history that describe how Guru Gobind Singh personally tied beautiful turbans on the heads of both his elder sons, Baba Ajit Singh and Baba Jujar Singh, and how he personally gave them arms, decorated them like bridegrooms, and sent them to the battlefield at Jamkor Sahib, where they both received martyrdom. When the Sikhs go to an agitation, they usually wear a saffron-coloured turban, which is a symbol of sacrifice and martyrdom. Well, I personally wear a turban. I love the fact that it represents a symbol of my religion. It's also a spiritual aspect to it, and I believe it's an essential part of being a Sikh. Let's move to the next part of the program. It happens to be the Shabad translation. Let's hear the Shabad, and it's actually by Gurpreet Singh, Shimlawala, and the Shabad's actually called Jap Jap Naam.
Jap jap wahe guru jap jap wahe guru wahe guru jap jap wahe guru wahe guru jap jap naam 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 jap jap naam
Jap jap naam tumaro jap jap naam jap jap naam jap jap naam naam tumaro pritam jap jap naam tumaro pritam tan tero bikhare jap jap naam tumaro pritam
naam tumaro pritam jap jap naam tumaro pritam tan tero bikhare jap jap naam tumaro pritam
Jap jap na, 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 jap jap na 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 jap 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 na 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 naam tumaro pritam jap jap naam tumaro pritam tan tero bikhaye jap jap naam tumaro pritam naam tumaro pritam jap jap naam tumaro pritam tan tero bikhaye jap jap naam tumaro pritam jap naam jap jap naam jap jap naam naam tumaro pritam jap jap naam tumaro pritam tan tero dikhaye jap jap naam tumaro pritam naam tumaro pritam jap jap
here's the translation for the Shabad. The reference is Guru Arjan Dev Ji in Rag Bilaval on Sri Guru Singh Sabha Maharaj, Ang 829. One universal creator, God, by the grace of the true Guru. He himself merges us with himself. When I came to your sanctuary, my sins vanished. Renouncing egotistical pride and other anxieties, I have sought the sanctuary of the holy saints. Chanting, meditating on your name, O my beloved, disease is eradicated from my body. Even utterly foolish, ignorant, and thoughtless persons have been saved by the kind Lord. Says Nanak, I have met the perfect Guru. My comings and goings have ended. Let's move to the next part of the program, which has to be inspirational words and inspirational songs. I had an opportunity to meet Kushwant Singh from Germany. He's actually been in London and studied in London and now resides in Germany. He does quite a lot of work for Sikhism, and also he's involved in a fantastic project. He himself is just about to finish his PhD in social anthropology, and one of the things he did was produce a film. Let's hear an extract from the film.
To me, to be a Sikh is being a human being.
When I think of keep on walking, it applies to all situations in all areas of your life.
Selbst für dieses Land hier bisher nicht wirklich ein Heimatgefühl entwickelt.
ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਜਾਂ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਭਰਾ ਭਰਾ ਹੈਗੇ ਆ ਸਾਰੇ। ਇਹ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਹੈ, ਸਾਡੇ ਰਸਤੇ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਵੱਖਰੇ ਆ ਪਰ ਮੰਜ਼ਿਲ ਇੱਕ ਆ।
As I said at the beginning of the program, this film is actually available on DVD, and we'll put the link up to where you can get hold of the film on our website, www.seekwithin.com. The website happens to be musafirthefilm.blogspot.com. That's spelled Musafirthe film.blogspot.com. As I said before, it's called Musafir, Sikhi is Travelling. The independent international documentary film was made by Michael Najwan and Kushwant Singh. I had an opportunity to meet Kushwant Singh, and here's the interview that we had together. As I said at the beginning of the programme, we've got a special guest with us this time round, and I'd like to welcome to the show Kushwant Singh. And Kushwant Singh's actually from Germany. He's busy plugging away doing his PhD in social anthropology. And one of the things he has done is he produced a fantastic film, Musafir, Sikhi is Travelling. I've got him here with me. I'm really honoured to have him on the show. So wonderful. He happens to be visiting London, and I managed to get some time with him. So welcome to the show, Sat Sri Akal, Kushwant Singh.
Sat Sri Akal ji, hello.
Tell us a little bit about your background, and really, what kind of motivated you to put this film together? Maybe it's a good idea to tell us about the film as well.
Yeah, well, as you said, I'm from Germany. I'm a social anthropologist. I studied in Heidelberg, and I studied here in London, social anthropology, ethnology, and educational science. Yeah, and I have been living in Germany for over 30 years now. So in that sense, I'm a German Sikh, although I see myself more as a global citizen.
Yeah, I think we all are global citizens, aren't we?
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're actually now studying, aren't you? You've lived in London before as well, haven't you?
I came over for 1 year. That was 2004 and 2005, where I did my MPhil, where I started my MPhil course, because when you want to do PhD, you have to do 1 year of pre-research and attend seminars. This is why I was here. And since my research is based in Germany, it is a research about young people who come over from Africa and Asia to Germany without parents. We call them unaccompanied young refugees. I went back to Germany to do this research, and then I got a very good job offer, and I stayed there. So things turned out not as planned, but in a very good way, and I'm thankful about it.
Really good. And so tell us, we were talking about the film. Got a copy of it in front of me, so I'm really keen to get home and watch it. This looks like a really interesting film. I've seen the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of questions. First of all, what motivated you to make the film?
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, what's the kind of reaction so far to it?
The interesting thing about Musafir, which means traveler, is that Michael Nichuan, with whom I did the film together, we never actually intended to do a film. We started off filming people within the framework of a research about the Punjabi community in Frankfurt. So it was a research about migration, identity, migration politics. And interestingly, we came to know different individuals who were very fascinating people. So we started filming them because it is a usual procedure. Not usual, but we tend to do it as social anthropologists to film people because we are interested in the local perspective.
Is it kind of also evidential as well? So you have evidence that this is what they said, and it's easier to record it as well.
Yeah, part of the story, yes. And we are always interested to understand the local perspective, but link it back to the global. That means you are not just a human being who is an individual, but you are embedded within a society, within politics. So that is what we always try to work out as social anthropologists when we do research. And then two things happened. I came over to London to do my PhD, and wherever Michael and me were, we started filming people who were interesting. And I started talking to Indigor, who produced a fantastic album called Keep On Walking.
Yeah, I love that album so much. It's such a great album.
Yeah, when I heard it, it was just mind-blowing. I thought, wow, I have to talk to her. And then I started filming her. At some point, I cannot even tell how. And then it made click, and we knew that this is going to be the music of our film Musafir. The second thing happened was that in France, the French government proposed a headscarf ban. So we went to Paris, Michael and me, to participate in the demonstration against it, and we interviewed a couple of people. So then we thought, okay, now we have to bring the different themes together. And three different lenses we were using to explore the theme of traveling. First, music, the idea that music travels. The second theme, spirituality, the inner traveling, and the physical traveling. We as people, different people who are living in different countries, coming from different backgrounds. And these three lenses we used to understand four individuals in a better way, four protagonists, which live in very different contexts. There's one teacher in Germany, the first Sikh teacher ever, who was brought up in Germany. Now she's a teacher. Mm-hmm. So what does she think about her life as a young Sikh woman in Germany? What are her challenges when she's in school? But also what are her challenges when she goes to Gurdwara? Why do we do the things we used to do for the last 10, 20, 30 years in the Gurdwaras? So I think the strength of the film is our authenticity and that people are very reflective we have talked to. So in that sense, it is a film about people who are all Sikhs, but still we talk about universal issues. Why am I here? What is my journey? Where do I want to be in the next 20 years?
You could argue that and a lot of religions ask the same question, don't they? You know, you ask the question of yourself, don't you, rather than asking the question of the religion.
Yes, this is, I think, what spirituality is about. It is it's a spiritual journey. It's a journey which has nothing to do with physically traveling, but physically traveling obviously helps you, I think, to question things, to reflect upon things. Why should I do this? Why should I not do this? Why is society like this? Why are people doing this and not that? In that sense, I think migration can be very spiritual.
Yeah, absolutely. I was having a conversation about migration with somebody today, actually, just coincidentally.
Okay.
And then they were saying that, what about, a country, say, for example, the UK, it's had so many people from different, America is another example.
Yeah.
People have come from all over the world to make up that country. But it's kind of enriching, isn't it? Because with every migration or migrant group that comes over, they give something back. You know, they are motivated to do something. Well, that's a separate issue.
Definitely. Like, why we like the album Keep on Walking, walking and traveling again is interconnected, and it's about moving on. You learn something because probably you went through difficult times, but you keep on walking because you understand, okay, this is part of this journey. And if you look back at Sikh history, I think it's fantastic to realize that Guru Nanak is a traveler. He is a traveler, and that, I think, made him so open. I mean, he was open, definitely, as he was born, but I mean, he was so open that he could engage with all kinds of people from different backgrounds. And that, again, I think, reflects back to the way the Guru Granth Sahib is composed. So I think the theme of traveling is a very universal theme, and obviously it is a theme for Sikhs. And that's why at the very end of Musafir, we have a quote of Guru Granth Sahib, which talks about being a Musafir. And there Guruji says, forget about all the worldly stuff and become a real traveler, which means a spiritual traveler, which engages with the ultimate reality.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, so the reaction to the film, I mean, have you heard what people said about it? I mean, you can get this on DVD now, so it's a greater opportunity for lots more people to see it rather than going to a screening. Screenings are good as well, but the fact that you've got it on DVD is pretty good. But what are people's reaction to the film?
So far, I mean, people reacted during screenings because the DVD was just released a couple of weeks ago, and you can get it on our blog, musafirthefilm.blogspot.com. The reaction, we showed the film in Toronto, in Sweden, Denmark and Germany. There were screenings. And actually the people who saw the film, they really liked it, and they said that it's very authentic, it's very honest and reflective and very moving. I mean, we have scenes where people literally started crying because people talk about migration, asylum, how they were treated by the aliens authorities. and how difficult it was for them as asylum seekers. Mm. So I think there are different facets in the film to which people from different backgrounds can relate.
Yeah,
I think
common that, things that run through that, aren't there?
Yeah, so I think that is the strength of the film, and that is what people feedbacked. Yeah, and we are looking forward to hear from other people too, what they think about Musafir. Yeah, but so far we are very, very happy that we made the film, and I can say that it's a different film. It's not a film you want to watch when you want to have a fun time.
Okay.
It's a film after you have seen the film, you have to think about your life and society, hopefully.
Well, that sounds good. And it's obviously something that probably will inspire people when they've watched it, and they can identify with the issues in it. Even if they don't, they can appreciate the kind of things that people have been through. Also, they get to learn something too about Sikhi as well.
Yeah, indirectly. I mean, it's not a pedagogical approach to teach Sikhi.
Yeah.
But it's about people. But as they speak, as they reflect, you can learn things about Sikhi, definitely.
Yeah, because I remember seeing the trailer. There was one person that was interviewed, and I think he's in a car, and then he said there's many different paths, but essentially we're all the same, right?
Yes.
I'm paraphrasing there.
Yes.
It's a very interesting perspective from different people, and it's a good collection, so that's really good.
Yeah, and music is universal. I mean, people who never ever listened to any Sikh music, they said, oh, the music of Indigore was so overwhelming that they could connect to the film even better through the music. So we have different levels here where people can connect. So sometimes it can be music, sometimes it's one person, sometimes it's the content, sometimes it's the atmosphere of the scene. So I think hopefully there are different angles.
Yeah, absolutely. Take it, whatever people can get, which is good. Fantastic. Well, it's so great to meet you, Khushwant Singh, and we hope to meet again. And I look forward to all your future projects as they come out, and many best wishes. And good luck with your PhD, which I'm sure won't be long before you're a doc,
Thanks a lot for having me here, and it was a pleasure talking to you. And I'm looking forward to get feedback about Musafir on our blog.
Basically, if you want to give feedback on the film, if you want to watch the trailer, you can go to the website, and we will put all those links up on the website so that it's easier for you to click and go there, watch the trailer. If you want to buy it, I strongly recommend that you purchase it, and you can click to buy as well, and it will come in the post to you.
Absolutely,
pay by PayPal, and you can get that. And also, as Khushwant Singh said, if you have any feedback, I'm sure he'll be very glad to receive it as part of we all learn and grow together. And
that's why we call us Sikhs.
Absolutely. Great, thanks for that. Vaigi Khalsa,
Vaigi Fateh.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that. I certainly really was inspired by meeting him. In this final part of the programme, we got a great inspirational song. It's actually by Satkiran Gaur Khalsa. It's from her new album entitled Sacred Kiss. Strongly recommend you get this. Every single track is wonderful. The track happens to be called All Things Come From God.
God, everything comes from Him and it goes back home again. All things come from God, all things go to God. Everything comes from Him and it goes back home again. All things come from God, all things go to God. Everything comes from Him and it goes back home again. All things come from God, all things go to God. Everything comes from Him and it goes back home again. No
power to beg, no power to give, no power to die, no power to live, no power to rule or enlighten the mind, no power to find the way to be free, no power to light my soul to thee. No one is low, no one is high, he alone reveals the way. All things come from God, all things go to God, everything comes from him and it goes back home again. All things come from God, all things go to God, everything comes from him and it goes back home again.
If you'd like to send me an email, you can do that by sending me an email at seekwithin@yahoo.com. And now we have an iPhone app as well, so you can go to the iPhone App Store and download it for free, so you can catch all the episodes to date. That's all 61 episodes. We look forward to your company next time. Waigiji ka kasa, waigiji ki fate.
All things come from God, free. All things go to God, to be. Everything.